The Office of Communications and the Office of the Director combined are only 40 people. So that's 10% of the pilot. The rest of the bulk of the pilot is in our HR Solutions division, which is kind of like an HR consulting firm. And then the majority are in our retirement division that do federal retirement cases. And as we approached the end of the fiscal year and got some kind of initial feedback as to how the pilot was going, we decided that rather than end it at the end of the calendar year, which is what we originally talked about, we decided to go ahead and extend it through fiscal 11. And so as kind of a second step to that, we told our crew, that the 400 who are in the pilot, that we're going to extend it through the fiscal year. But during October, which is kind of the government's performance planning month, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about getting people under new performance plans and some new standards that actually specifically jibe with the row goals and concepts. So the idea being that there are some people, especially in our retirement group, who feel like they're being told that they can work in new ways, but they're worried that if we measure them the same way from a performance appraisal standpoint, that perhaps, you know, it's not worth it to try to work in new ways. And so we're trying to sit down and think about ways that we can not only manage but measure people for the FY11 performance year, where we can actually measure with the goals and results and the ends in mind.
You're part of that row pilot. Talk a little about your experiences. I mean, are you working mornings and evenings? Do you kind of split your schedule based on needs, personal and professional?
In the Office of the Director, I think there's, you know, 20 of us essentially that are in this group, and most of us, it's a small tight-knit group, so we're a little bit different in the sense that we already had really, row is all about constant feedback and knowing where you stand, and I mean we already had that. And so the one thing that it's done for us, I guess, is and it was talked about in some other places about how executives these days are beginning to work out of the office a little bit more because of technology. They feel like they're connected, so they can be out of the office more often than they would have been in the past. But so for a lot of us in the Office of the Director, not a lot has changed, because we already felt like we had a good sense of autonomy and we were able to do our own thing. For other people who are in the pilot, who kind of, they began the pilot with a different mentality, that, you know, your work is very defined, or your hours and you know, what we expect of your time is very defined. Once we really got the management focus on the results, then it opened up a world of a little bit of autonomy to those folks. And so they are working differently. I can tell you that what we're seeing, just sort of anecdotally, about people's behavior is that a lot of people are working the same ways as they were before, but they know that they have the freedom. If something comes up on a certain day, it's not like they have an assigned telework day. If something comes up on a certain day, then they can kind of decide on the fly. And as long as they're getting the work done, you know, they have the permission to be, you know, their own personal innovator. And so, you know, we've got some internal numbers that have come back. And the one that's really interesting to me is that people are reporting. We have a question on the employee viewpoint survey that we always ask. And one of them is, do I have the resources I need to do my job? And people are reporting an increase in satisfaction with the resources needed to do their job, even though we haven't rolled out new technology. They're essentially just being allowed to think for themselves and use their own internal resources to get their work done. So that's been really gratifying.